The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
Well, one door opens and another closes. It's a story of hello and goodbye on the pod this week. Hello to a brand new radio station for the UK, Team Rock. We'll talk to Chief Executive Billy Anderson in a minute. But first, sadly, goodbye to TFM, the long-running ILR station in the Tees Valley. It opened in 1975, but it's not going to reach its 40th anniversary because its owners, Bauer, have merged it with nearby Metro Radio based in Newcastle. Paul Gough worked for both Metro and TFM, as well as Century Radio in the Northeast, so he's well placed to tell us how local listeners are reacting. Not well, I think, Paul.
It's an unhappy camp, it's an unhappy territory at the moment. Just a lot of reaction. You know, a lot of reaction. I personally take you back to the day it all started, 1975. I was there. I was at school. I was excited listening to Les Ross making the first broadcast and first programme on that particular station. And the heritage is just fantastic. If you look at the people who've been there in the past, you know, I mentioned Les Ross, but there's loads of others as well. Mark Page, John Simons, Jeff Stellin, John Myers, tons of people. Paul Robinson with a ton of heritage. It'll be sadly missed. And it's just been taken away. Our local radio station's basically been taken away.
I did that awful southern thing a minute ago of saying up there. And of course, it's very easy, I think, for people in the Midlands of the South to think that Tees and the Tyne and Wear are all the same. They're all the northeast. But of course, if you live up there, supporters of Middlesbrough and supporters of Newcastle United would not think of themselves as living in the same part of the world, would they?
Very much not. Yeah, it's a fact. When I worked on Century on the regional station, that was always a problem. You know, you would talk about Newcastle, you'd talk about the ongoings at the time would be Alan Shearer and people like that, and people on Teesside. Everything, come on, you know, you're talking about the Geordies all the time. And if you started talking about at the time, it was people like Janino and Brian Robson and Ravenelli who were, you know, setting the place alight at Bury. If you're talking about them for length of periods, people were ringing up saying, come on, you know, it's like you're talking about Teesside as mine. Come on, give us a chance, you know. So it's a very difficult thing. And to just really transport one radio station to another and expect it to work, to me, it's a non-starter. But I've already heard the output. It's very cold. You know? And again, there are differences between those two stations. I know for a fact, you know, I always found Metro, Newcastle, big city station. And I always found TFM when I worked there on a Sunday because I would work 5 days for Metro during the week and then pop on Sunday to do the TFM show. And it was just a different thing. Even the listeners, there was a different sort of closer connection I always felt with that radio station for some reason. I don't know why, but it was. I always felt that. You know, I always felt it was more, could I say, homely? It was like even the station itself, even the building was a much more homely sort of building. Not the people, but just something about the station itself. We all get
quite nostalgic, don't we, about old radio station names disappearing, old buildings now being empty. And unfortunately, perhaps, listeners don't always seem to react like this, do they? You know, there have been several names that have been lost under the Heart banner and the Capital banner, and yet figures, sometimes they go down a bit, sometimes they go up a bit. You know, what would you imagine is going to happen in Middlesbrough and in Tees?
Oh, I certainly think with the current rig, if TFM don't rock it after all the publicity they've had on this current rig that's running, you know, you even had Star Radio the other day, Robin Banks playing a blinder by paying a tribute to Radio Tees and TFM and talking about...
Somewhat tongue-in-cheek, I think.
So, and you've got all the newspapers. I mean, the newspapers are loving it. You go on the websites and you go on the social media, you go on Facebook, people are talking about it. You go on Twitter and people are talking about it. So the awareness of TFM has never been as big as it is now. It's huge, you know. But I do worry that people, they're talking about doing a silent protest or a protest outside of the TFM studios this week, which is now obviously a locked up building. I don't see how that can work, really. I mean, the thought of standing outside TFM in Stockton on a cold Wednesday evening doesn't have great attraction. So I just hope that, you know, it goes to proper channels, but a lot of people are diving in to try and save it and try and do the bit. But to me, it looks like a done deal. It's all signed, sealed and delivered. I can't see that any way it's going to reverse. The person I would feel more sorry for would be Kath Ellington. Again, she's, you know, worked up through the system. You know, she started off at the old Radio Tees and worked her way up the ladder. To have to announce that to the staff again, I mentioned before, blink of an eye, really, it's gone, that radio station.
It was a curious thing, wasn't it, though, Guffey? You know, in Kath's statement, as I understand it, she basically says, we think we can invest more in this radio station by taking all its money away and all its staff, and we think we can better serve local people by not making it local anymore. That rather questions what Bauer's attitude to all its local stations is going to be. Do you think this could be just the thin end of the wedge and that some other Bauer stations in the north might start sharing more programming?
That's a big fear. I mean, there's a lot of my friends who work at Metro as well from the past. You know, that's a big fear. You know, it's phase one now. Where's phase two going to take them to now? Who's going to be the next people to lose jobs? You know, you get great people who've devoted a lot of time. Wayne Allen on the breakfast show, TFM, and he puts hours and hours and hours of effort into that show. And just to end one show and to be finished, and you know, it's quite alarming, really. And if that's not a big statement and a big signal that, you know, that always expect the unexpected is a great thing, but most definitely in this case, because, you know, just watch the next step, really, because there will be future developments, there's no doubt about that. It's only a matter of time.
People are saying, you know, maybe Rock will amalgamate with Key 103, and, you know, there are others, aren't there? And, you know, it seems as though we're moving almost inexorably towards national brands right across local radio, and perhaps the commercial ILR radio that you worked in for so long and that many of us grew up with is just on its way out.
Yeah, and the big winners, I mean, there's two winners at the moment on this particular case. Star Radio having a ball. I mentioned earlier on that Robin Banks is having an absolute ball up here at the minute with the newspapers. I mean, the PR hasn't been particularly brilliant because they started off day one saying, let's all laugh at TFM and we'll have a big celebration day. And then within the blink of an eye, they're talking about offering redundant staff positions within their company. So they're a big spit all over the place. But they're certainly having a ball. And the other big winners, of course, have got to be Radio 2. They've got to be Radio 2. So what's the point in me tuning into my local radio station if they're offering me nothing? I may as well tune into someone like Chris Evans, who's going to have no adverts, who's going to give me songs, going to give me... So there's, you know, the only winners are those two at the moment, and long term it's got to be Radio 2. I mean, Chris Evans and people like that, Radio 2 must be rubbing their hands at just the very thought of what's going to happen, you know.
And how do you feel about Ofcom? I know the MEP for Yorkshire has demanded some response from them. I don't know whether there's been any other political response happening in the northeast itself, but it does seem on the face of it as though Ofcom are rolling over and allowing this kind of thing to happen. I guess the Digital Economy Act of 2010 allows it to, but they don't seem to be standing in the way of this kind of amalgamation.
Well, it's alarmed the industry, hasn't it? Everybody you talk to, experienced broadcasters, experienced people. I was looking at John Myers' tweets the other day. Wow, I can't believe what's going on. You know, so it's just a total shock, and it's sad. You know, it's a very, very sad state of affairs that we now have where I live, where I wake up to every morning. I've got no local radio station there now, other than the BBC's. And again, I should have also mentioned the BBC local stations, because they've really got a free hand now, haven't they, across the day? Because they're very much unchallenged when it comes to news and sport and stuff that's going on within their areas. Really, BBC Tees and BBC Newcastle, for them, with this decision, but very much been given a free road.
Guffey, thanks for joining us. We miss you on the radio, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Are you coming back at all? There aren't many stations to be on now, are there?
Well, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And again, when I see things like what's going on, it just makes me think I'm glad that I've got my own roots to pay my mortgage at the end of every month, rather than sort of have the fear of... And again, a lot of it, I would guess even more so now within the radio buildings and radio studios, must be the fear of... You know, am I going to be here next week? Am I going to be here next month? And again, with that one, am I going to be here within the next 5 minutes? You know, as it happened on Friday. So I'm very happy what I'm doing. But yeah, radio was great and great days and gave me a great start as well. So I've still got a great passion for it.
Guffey, thanks for joining us on the Radio Today programme. That was Paul Guffey Goff talking about TFM. Your views are welcome. You can get in touch with us, of course, at Radio Today. After a few messages from our sponsor, Roy Martin will be here with this week's news, and then we'll talk to Billy Anderson about Team Rock.
The Radio Today programme.
In these days of interactivity with the World Wide Web, make it easy for your listeners to share their voices with you via Audioboo. They simply download the app to their mobile device, record a boo, and send to your station. It's that simple. And just to prove a point, this ad was recorded as a boo and sent in from the corner shop. Audioboo, sharing voices with the world.
as we've been hearing on the Radio Today programme, the big news is the dramatic changes on Teesside as TFM Radio becomes an extension of Metro Radio from Newcastle. See this week's eRadio for lots of feedback and reaction, plus lots of images of the station over the last 40 years. It's no change in the world of Premier League rights from TalkSport, Absolute Radio and BBC Radio 5 Live, as they all retain their current arrangements for the next three seasons. Wise Buddha have sang some more jingles for BFBS, no doubt in celebration that the network is now broadcasting on the former Garrison radio transmitters all over the UK. Talking of jingles, Pirate FM spent the whole day last Tuesday in Anorak Heaven. They were playing the Jam jingles from 1992 as they celebrated 21 years on air. Rumour has it CFM will be doing the same kind of thing when they celebrate their birthday in the next couple of weeks. By the time you hear this, no doubt the Sony nominations will be out. Good luck to all stations, individuals, companies and brands up for an award. Remember, it's not the taking part, it's how much you can spend on two Jim Beams at the after party. I don't think you'll get much change from a 20. And expect more news from Team Rock in the next few days. We have a feeling there's more announcements to come. Hurrah! That's the latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm a slightly iller than normal, Roy Martin.
The Radio Today programme.
Thank you, Roy. Let's say hello to Billy Anderson. Exclusive news was revealed by Radio Today last week that he is now the chief executive of Team Rock, and they have not only spent a lot of money buying two magazines, but they're going to launch a new rock radio station for the UK on Digital One. Yeah. Sounds to me as though this is something you've wanted to do for a long time. You're a bit of a rock and roll guy, aren't you?
We'll see past the hair. Yeah, I suppose, yeah, I do like rock, clearly, obviously. But what I see here is a real opportunity. And you're right, it's been something I've been working on for a number of years. And I'm fortunate enough in the last month or so that a lot of plans that we've been working to for nearly 2 years have all come to fruition.
Now, people are saying, wait a minute, a national rock station, we've already got one of those, it's called Planet Rock. And it has not conspicuously made a lot of money. So how can your business work where theirs has, I wouldn't say failed, but perhaps not delivered as much as its founders hoped?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of points there. I mean, first of all, Planet Rock is a classic rock station. We're not going to be a classic rock station. We're going to be a rock station. And with regard to the revenue side, and I'll come back to that point, but with regard to the revenue side of things, I think you know, and hopefully others do, that this is part of a much bigger proposition where we're looking at how we can develop, create and distribute content. What I saw a long time ago was how radio, because it's a phenomenal medium, it's so close to my heart, but how you can utilise it in a way that you can drive emotion far better than any other medium. So it's how we're going to use radio that will transform this proposition. So, you know, to benches against Planet, obviously people are going to throw us together, but we're so different from them. For a start, we're not going to be taking airtime ads.
Well, let's talk about that in a second. Is Team Rock then a global proposition? You know, are you as interested
Absolutely.
In Australia and the United States as you are in the UK and Europe?
I mean, if you look at the rock market, Trevor, there's no doubt there is a very, very strong market in the UK. But is it the biggest? No. Is it the most fervent? No. And that's no criticism. But if you look at the actual content created, I think most bands who are prevalent or current or contemporary at this moment in time will hark back to the fact that, you know, they took a lot from rock being created in the UK. The bands who created rock, you go back to Led Zeppelin, the Stones, then you move forward to Deep Purple, Whitesnake, and then moved it forward into the Iron Maidens and the Saxons, who are still current. But, you know, if you look at that, it's a great market here, but the opportunities that lie overseas, for instance, in South America, Northern Europe, Northern America, Far East has been a boon area for rock. But the real excitement is in the emerging markets such as India, Indonesia and Asia.
Isn't it going to cost an enormous amount of money to promote your new brand globally?
Well, there's a lot of ways that we're going to do that, and I wouldn't go into that in this call, but when you've got radio and when you've got the platforms that we've now got, because bearing in mind we're a content business, we have a number of mechanisms where we can alert and let people know. And you know what social media is like now. The opportunities to get a committed community to discuss the proposition is really within our hands. And it comes down to how you position that content. And that's going back to your earlier point about radio. You know, what we're not going to do is we're not going to sound like any other rock radio station out there. It's not a criticism. We respect everybody, but we're going to follow nobody.
Well, let's jump into that then. You said that you don't mean rock in the sense that Planet Rock does. Now, Planet Rock and, you know, I know I've occasionally done shows for them. Planet Rock is the sound of Stairway to Heaven and Smoke on the Water, isn't it? You say you're going to play a broader range of that. Now, is that going to mean rock in the sense that we used to use the word when we meant not pop?
Oh, no, it's rock. It's rock. I mean, you still look at the huge festivals that happen around the world, and one of the biggest is Download. You know, you're talking over 100,000 people in a field for 4 days. It's still current. It's still huge. But what you don't have is you don't have platforms for some of the greatest rock acts that are around today and tomorrow. So one of our raison d'etre in this is to help those bands become the heroes of tomorrow. We absolutely celebrate, we absolutely enjoy the bands that we've grown up with, from AC/DC to Iron Maiden to Judas Priest to bands like that. But clearly what we have to do is we have to look at what's today, like Avenged Sevenfold, Killswitch Engage, bands like that who don't get the platforms, but their music is as popular as those bands. And that's one of the things that we really, really work on. So you will get different rock. You will get new rock. You will get rock of tomorrow.
Let's talk about the funding. And you mentioned no spot advertising. So is this going to sound like a series of sponsored shows through the day?
Well, sponsorship and promotions, as you go into specific genre, can gain greater standout. There's no doubt about that. And we want to maximise that opportunity because we'll make it relative. But one of the things that, certainly in my experience of radio, and I don't think anyone who's been in it for a long time can deny, that when you actually ask the audience what do they want to hear, they want to hear more music. They understand there's a relevance to advertising. But those that carry advertising, and by no means am I criticising anybody for having an agenda that's led by airtime advertising, ours just isn't. What we don't want to do is we don't want to compromise the output. And if you're a rock fan, you want to hear rock. You don't want to hear generic. You want to hear specific. So everything we're doing and everything we've built around this is based on the experience we've got and what we've seen in the marketplace.
Billy, if I am a rock fan and I live in, you know, either Indonesia or Southampton or wherever in the world, why do I need Team Rock when I've got Spotify and Last.fm and, frankly, I've got my own iPod?
No, that's a great question. It's a great question, but you could level that to any radio station, really, Trevor, to be honest, couldn't you? Because, you know, what you've got to do with a radio station is you've got to add a personality. And why does radio still work? I mean, you and I are on the same side in this. We love radio. And when you look at the amount of people who are listening to radio in the UK, it's more than use Facebook, but who's got the perceived value? It's just something that we're not doing particularly well at times. So in terms of putting together your iPod, that's great. But what you're not being introduced to is new songs. What you're not being introduced to is a flavour or a reason behind those songs. And as long as you mesh that personality with the fantastic rock content, that, to me, is really why we're doing this, because we'll pull people in because of the content that we create.
And will you be giving your chairman his own show?
Well, to be honest, our chairman's got a very distinct taste in music, and, you know, he'll need to go through the filter. I'm not sure if he'll pass, but we'll see.
Give John Myers our regards, and we wish you very well with Team Rock, Billy. Thank you very much for joining us. That was Billy Anderson, who is Chief Executive of Team Rock. This has been the Radio Today programme, a TDC production, and we'll have more of something similar next time.
The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.